before we get to our callers here this evening, I do want to call your attention to something that I found out about this as I was heading out the door for our evening service at church tonight, and then I've been able to find out little bits and drabs of information here and there. And if you have not been paying attention, up in Minneapolis today, there was an invasion of a church, City's Church, which is a Southern Baptist church, a church in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. They had their services this morning interrupted and taken over by anti-ICE protesters. And the interesting thing with this is that Don Lemon of CNN just happened to be in the service. Now, you know, Kenny,
that's crazy. He just happened to be there?
Well, you know, he is a man about town. He gets around a lot.
Well, I mean, was this his church? I mean, does he live in Minneapolis?
No,
I don't think he does. Does he?
He was posting on his YouTube page, I guess, yesterday, saying that, you know, he's been busy with New Year's and all that, and now he's getting back into the news groove, I guess, for the new year. And he wanted firsthand go up to Minneapolis and find out what's going on. And did you ever watch Don Lemon?
No.
Much? I mean, he's not in my top 10 either.
No, the most I know of him is just random clips I would see on X or something. And it's usually him making a fool of himself.
Or if you're stuck somewhere in a waiting room and they've got CNN, which is the main place that you find CNN. You know, he's always kind of struck me, how about you, as the kind of guy that just goes to church every Sunday morning, wherever he's at, doesn't he?
Really, you think?
No, maybe not. Maybe the opposite.
Oh, that was sarcasm. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't catch it.
Yes. Well, you know, the kind of guy that just every Sunday, wherever he's at, well, he wanted to go up to Minneapolis, get a firsthand account, you know, intrepid newsman that he is.
Or was.
I don't know. But so he went up to Minneapolis. And it just happened to choose this one particular church because, well, you know, it was a conservative, evangelical sort of church, Southern Baptist, and the pastor had made statements, public statements, I guess, supporting ICE and their efforts and law enforcement and
sounds like a good church.
Sounds like a good church to me, too. And I guess either the pastor or one of the associate pastors actually worked for ICE, and a lot of this is still is coming out. Mm-hmm. Either used to or currently does have like a job, part-time job, working in their office or something. But there's some connection apparently with ICE. So maybe that's why he went there, because, you know, intrepid newsman that Don Lemon is, he probably wanted to maybe interview said pastor afterwards because, you know, we're here in Minneapolis, you're connected with ICE, and we just like to get your take on things. I'm sure that's all he was there for.
Yeah, probably.
Well, while he was there, in the middle, or not in the middle, it was at the beginning of the service, somebody comes in the back of the auditorium and interrupts the pastor. I was listening to it earlier and I can't remember. He had just prayed and I think he was reading the scripture that they were going to be talking about. He might have just finished reading the Bible and starting to expound on it when somebody started shouting at him. And you can hear the interchange if you go online. More of this is coming up. The first things that they saw was the actual ICE protesters running into the church and shouting and screaming and intimidating people. But they come flooding in. Well, guess what? Don Lemon was just the intrepid newsman that he is. Johnny on the spot, right there he was.
Yeah, wow,
what
a lucky day.
Well, it was better than that. He had a film crew who was waiting outside who come charging in to be able to document everything.
Oh, wow. You know, that's amazing. What a coincidence.
Well, it reminded me of, remember a guy by the name of Roger Stone that used to work for President Trump?
Yeah.
One day he was lying in his bed, him and his wife, sound asleep, wee hours of the morning. The FBI, the HRT, what is it, hostage rescue team and SWAT team and all that, helicopters and everything else come busting in his house and hold him out in his pajamas in the middle of the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, wasn't CNN like just, they just happened to be there. Like,
they happened to have a van there. And you know, they probably knew it was Roger Stone's house, and they might have been out there training their cameras, getting some shots or something. While they were doing that, the FBI showed up and raided his house and pulled him out of handcuffs. They just happened to be there at that time. It's amazing.
Crazy, the luck and timing, man.
I mean, good night, CNN. I mean, I don't know why I don't watch it. They're so right there.
I mean, they've got sources. It's such a lucky spot to be in. But someone might even accuse them of being tipped off early or something. I don't know. I mean, but that's how crazy it is when you have luck like that.
Well, it's kind of amazing because, Mr. Lemon has posted some of his stuff, and I don't know if they're going to take some of it down because, you know, the protesters were meeting in a parking lot at a little shopping center before going into the church, and guess who showed up to interview them?
No.
Mr. Lemon.
What?
Yes. And then, you know, after they left, he drives off, and he's being videoed in the car as they're riding along. And he goes, now, don't say where we're going. Now, when we get there, I don't want you to park near the building. I want you to park over here. Park across the street. Yeah, don't go over there. That's too. Yeah, park back here. And I'm going to get out, and I'm going in. He's wearing those Meta glasses. He says, are they working?
Kind of sounds like, I don't know, like if we were in the movies, like he almost sounds like a director.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like they were setting the stage for something.
Something. Yeah. Wow.
So
that's crazy.
He goes walking across the where they're at. And as he's going, getting ready to leave, he says, now stay on the sidewalk. Don't go on the property. Stay on public property and wait. And then as you see him going across the street over where the church is and going up the steps. Now, the service had already started. Like I said, they were, as he walked in, they were the opening prayer just before the message. And you see him disappear through the door, and then you can hear because he's got a mic, you know, and he's got his Meta glasses, so it's picking up the sound and all of that. And you can hear the guy praying, and you can hear him going in and getting seated, and he sits down, and it's, you know, a decent sized church, so having somebody come in late and sit down, it's not disturbing. Mm-hmm. Even in smaller churches, it's not really particularly disturbing. Somebody comes in and they quietly take a seat, and especially somebody new that you haven't seen before, and they sitting there, they go in. Like I said, they read the scripture, and about the time they finish the scripture, you hear somebody start shouting, coming in the back and start shouting and interrupting the pastor, and they said something, and then a whole surge of people come in, and then the camera crew says, oh, that's our cue, and they come running in, and they run into the church with their cameras, and that's how they got the video. Yeah, it just the amazing coincidence that they happened to be out in the car, and the very group of protesters that they were interviewing earlier that morning were the same ones that came into the church.
That's insane.
That's just the most amazing coincidence.
Wow.
I'm sure there's absolutely no collusion there of any sort.
Fred,
no,
what? No.
Who would think something like that? No.
He would have set it up and planned it for them, you know? I mean,
why? Intrepid
just
news man
it sounds like it doesn't mean he did.
No.
Just because all the facts point to it doesn't mean he did.
You know, so here's, it's hitting the news. There's a bunch of stories out there right now, and you can see the video, and you can hear a lot of the shouting. Some of it's hard to follow, but the interesting thing is that federal government is getting involved in this, and one of the reasons is there's something called the FACE Act that the left wanted in order to be able to prosecute people who were pro-life protesters outside of abortion Mills.
Now, what exactly is the FACE Act? Well, like, what is it?
Federal, or freedom of access to clinic entrances or something like that. I had it on here a minute ago, but I'm not finding it right at the moment. It's one of the things, I have too many tabs open, and I was going back through it trying to find it. But it was basically enacted so that pro-life protesters at abortion clinics could not block access, so there would be freedom of access into these abortion mills.
Uh-huh.
Well, it can also apply to freedom of access into churches and things like that. And so the very legislation that they use to prosecute Christians and pro-life demonstrators might be used against these people.
Hmm.
And wouldn't it just be interesting if Don Lemon, somebody had video showing him colluding with these people and knowing in advance that it was going to come and making plans to cover it.
Oh, now you're just talking crazy.
Crazy talk.
Just because all the facts point to that doesn't mean that he wasn't just the lucky news reporter at that time.
You know, CNN's got all the luck, what can I say?
He's not with them anymore, I don't think. I think they fired him a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why he's trying to get back.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to get back. That's was with CNN when they happened to be there for Roger Stone.
Yes.
So maybe he's trying to ingratiate himself and get back on CNN. Yeah, see, like I said, I don't follow CNN, so I don't really know. But you may be right. I might have heard something about him being let go.
I think they
let
him go, sometime last year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a long time ago. What, 2 weeks ago? Something like that. 3 weeks ago, I guess we're getting to. But, you got to go online and look at some of this stuff. And even President Trump tweeted out some stuff about this or posted some things. And, you know, it's good to see that the federal government, rather than going against Christians, against conservative churches, is actually rallying to defend them against this. You know, they basically, I think they had two things that they wanted to accomplish with this. One of them is intimidation, because if they can go into a church like this and successfully go in and shut down the services and all, it puts a chill on other churches that may themselves want to speak out against some of the things that are happening that are wrong and stand up for ICE. Yeah, and just so people understand, the problem that they're having with ICE is the left is saying that ICE is going in with masks and at gunpoint, kidnapping our citizens off the streets.
Yep.
No, they are going in as a law enforcement agency, arresting people that have warrants because they are not citizens of the United States. They're illegal aliens who have committed crimes in addition to violating our immigration laws. We're talking crimes like child abuse, rape, murder, assault and robbery, all kinds of stuff. I mean, these are not nice people. And when they find other illegal aliens that are around them, they take them as they just sweep them all up.
Scoop them up as well, yeah.
And then, of course, you know, people are saying, oh, but they're pulling moms and dads away from their children. Now, I'm not suggesting that you're going to get in trouble and get arrested, but if you got arrested and thrown in jail, would you be able to say, but what about my children? You're separating me from my children.
They're not hauling your wife and kids to jail with you.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you and your wife got arrested at the same time, are they going to let your kids go with you?
No.
You're separated. I mean, this happens every day across the United States. Parents are separated from their children.
But here's another thing. Okay. Say me and my wife both commit a crime, we're both going to jail.
Right.
Say our children are committing a crime as well. It's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to jail.
You're in the jail, and they're going to juvenile detention. Yeah.
So break the law.
Speaking of which, and they're using that that woman that got killed, and it's tragic that she got killed, and that never should have happened. I don't fault the ICE officer.
No, you can't fault him.
He was hit by her. He was pushed by her car.
Internal
bleeding as a result. Her car is considered a deadly weapon. He could have just as easily slipped and fell underneath the wheels, or his belt or something could have got caught on the bumper and dragged and maybe thrown underneath the car. Yes, he could have easily been killed. And I heard this. There's a clip of her partner after she realized what had happened. She's screaming at the ICE agents, "Why did you have real bullets?"
What?
Yeah. Why did
what?
You know, that's because apparently the people who are training these people are telling them, "You've got nothing to fear." Oh, they might have rubber bullets or maybe even pepper balls.
Oof.
These people are being lied to, and I just about guarantee the people that are lying to them about this and training them were salivating and probably high-fiving, got us a martyr.
Yep, which I don't really think that's resonating with people.
No.
It's not having the George Floyd effect that they were hoping.
They're trying. And see, getting back to the church that was invaded today, one of the things that they were saying, because they're intimidating the churches. If you speak out in favor of ICE and in favor of immigration, you know, crackdown on illegals and enforcing the laws of our nation and protecting our citizens, we're coming for you too. We're going to be in your churches too, not just in Minnesota, not just here, but around the nation. So it was an intimidation tactic, but it was also, number two, an encouragement tactic to encourage other like-minded protesters around the country. And these people represented BLM. I guess BLM's trying to get back on the map again. They're trying to encourage other people to do the same thing. And the collusion with Don Lemon is absolutely, you know, unmistakable. He knew they were coming. He promoted it in advance to be watching because something was going to happen. He knew what was coming. He went in such a fashion that he would be there. And now think about this. Have you ever visited a church, you know, when you're traveling that you've never been in before?
Yeah.
Okay. You go in and, you know, you're not as comfortable as you would be in your own church because it's just, you don't know anybody. You don't know where anything is. You're new.
Yeah.
First time in. And if you were there and a violent, or at least seeming violent, talking violent, angry mob storms the church, would your first reaction be to pick up your phone and start capturing it on your phone and calmly, not excitedly, calmly saying, "Oh, here are some protesters. Why? What are they protesting? Why, look, this is what happens when you violate people's rights. This is a First Amendment event. They have every right to do this."
No, they don't.
But, I mean, would that be your first reaction to calmly comment on what's going on?
I guess it would probably depend on how many times I rehearsed it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, exactly.
You mean spontaneous. You mean if I didn't rehearse it?
I mean,
probably not.
Wouldn't you think you'd be diving under the pew or looking for the doors or trying to get out rather than stand there? And then, of course, you know, but that's because you probably don't travel with a camera crew. So to be ready, because you never know when you're going to be in church and an arm or an angry mob storms the church. I mean, yeah, I never know when that's going to happen. I mean, I remember once when I was in Samoa as a missionary, and you know, it's in the tropics, you know, and the doors were open and all that, and we had a dog come storming in. A dog!
What?
And he laid in the doorstep and half in and half out and then slept. But for a moment, there he was in the door.
Uh-oh.
I think another time we had...
get him with the face act.
Yeah. he was blocking the entrance. Yeah. He was. We were invaded by termites.
Oh.
Yeah, termite season. And about once or twice a year, the termites would hatch. They would just be everywhere. In your evening service, you'd have to turn out the light for a couple of minutes because they'd be attracted by the light. They'd all come flying in because of the lights. So we were invaded by angry termites, I guess.
That's
but
funny.
Any rate, you know, do pray for the church. You can look them up online, Cities Church. It's the name of it, Cities Church. And it seems like a decent enough church, and but pray for them. I mean, this shouldn't happen to a church. You know, Don Lemon piously intoning that, you know, these people feel uncomfortable, and they should, because people need to feel uncomfortable about people's rights being violated. They're violating the rights of the people in that church.
Yeah.
There are laws against what they're doing. And
I love the line too where they say they're picking up American citizens. Yeah, American citizens that are impeding an investigation or an operation.
Yeah,
you know, they're breaking the law. Yes, they're going to pick them up and arrest them as well. They're not deporting them though.
Like, yeah. So I mean, it's just unreal. And like I said, this information, a lot of this stuff is just breaking. It's just coming out. And I was going to say Yahoo News, which is not a place that I frequent. Yahoo News, if somebody wants to check this out, published, it says, watch, Don Lemon captures anti-ICE protesters confronting Minneapolis, and that's where it runs off there, Minneapolis pastor in chaotic scene. And so this was just published here about 4:30 this evening, something like that. So if you want to see the preparation in advance, you can see this. The whole clip is it's like 6 hours long. So it's the preparation beforehand, the actual event, and then interviews with people after that. And I personally could not take 6 hours of Don Lemon, so I'm not going to be watching the entire thing. But I was going through some of it tonight, you know, the first 10 minutes or so of it. I went up through where they invaded and came in, it's well worth it. The number of the church people trying to get out, some of them I think were blocked from getting out, and this is what Don Lemon said. This is what the First Amendment is about, the freedom to protest. I'm sure people here don't like it, but protests are not comfortable.
But I don't think the First Amendment allows you to protest inside a church.
No, not like this. And this is private property.
Yes,
100%. This is private property. I mean, I have the right as a pastor to ask somebody to leave our church service if I am concerned that they're, you know, perhaps going to cause a problem or present a safety, you know, a threat to the safety of the people in the church or something. I have every right to ask them to leave because it's not a public thing. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, a church is a private group that invites the public to come in, but has the right to exclude people as needed. And so this is something that we're going to find out more about this, I'm sure, some of the news programs tomorrow. And one point, one of the church people asked Lemon if he was part of the protest, probably saw what he was doing. And he said, "Well, I'm just here photographing. I'm a journalist."
Okay.
Grief. I mean, this is unreal. And, you know, the protesters, I mean, he's saying they're exercising their rights. But they went there, they said, because they found out that the pastor, at least one of them, worked for ICE, leading them to launch their, as Don Lemon put it, clandestine mission. So, yes, very, very well worth watching.
The clips of it, though.
Yeah.
Clips, not the entire 6 hours.
Well, at least the first 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Where you can see the lead up to it. You don't necessarily need to watch all his interaction with the protesters beforehand. But as you walk or you see him in the car, a lot of that you can just kind of fast forward a little bit. But when he gets out and he heads into the car, you know, I guess you have to give compliments to where compliments are due. If I were going to play the clip in the section that I would have played, you would have only had to bleep out one word.
Oh, wow.
Which wasn't so bad.
That's really amazing.
I expected, you know, these guys bantering back and forth in the car that it might have been worse. But there was only one word when he was rummaging for something in the back of the car.
I'm sure. And, I'm sure in the church there it's a lot different, though.
Well, yeah, I would imagine. But, you know, they completely disrupted the service. And, I must have been further into it because this thing here at the bottom says, watch the relevant portion begins roughly 40 minutes into the video. But like I said, if somebody goes to Yahoo News and they look up the Don Lemon captures anti-ICE protesters confronting Minneapolis pastor in chaotic scene, you'll be able to find that. And I encourage people to do this. I think people in churches need to watch this. If you're a pastor or a church leader, maybe a member of a church security team, you need to watch this to see what they did. Mm-hmm. The best way to set up security for your church is not to sit in your church and say, what can I do to protect this place? Maybe I better put a lock on that door. Maybe I better make sure that window's secure. No, go outside of your building. This is what security experts will tell you. Go outside of your building and think as if you were going to disrupt the church service. Think if you were going to break in from the outside, what would you do? And that's how to really secure your church. Jonathan Gilliam, if people are familiar with him, he's got a book, Sheep No More, which clarifies some of that or goes into that. Hey, we're going to take a break. Don't go away. We'll get to our callers as soon as we come back.